And I view things from a military perspective. One of the things a military leader does is when they take over a command or take over an organization, whether it be a sergeant at the platoon level or a lieutenant at the platoon level or a captain at command or a colonel at battalion brigade command, is to look at inspection reports from prior years. The Auditor General provides those type of inspection reports, similar to what the Army inspection reports looked at deficiencies. In the military, commanders and leaders were held accountable for those inspection reports. I feel it'd be beneficial and it'd be a good starting place for Governor Pritzker and his directors and this commission to begin looking at those auditor reports from the Auditor General. As I reviewed some auditor reports, as Representative Wright pointed out, it's wrong and it's inefficient for the same reports and same errors being found year after year after year with no accountability in those findings. As I said, that's not acceptable in the military world, nor should it be in our government world. The Auditor General gets paid a fine amount of money to do his audits, and I think those audit reports should be taken more into accountability and more into review as we move forward. As I said, this is a good time for the governor and the directors to begin that by looking at those former Auditor General reports and take those into consideration, the efficiencies. Whether it's inefficiency in our vehicle, our state government vehicles, or our computers, or whatever the case may be in some of our grant writings. There are deficiencies, and we need to fix those because we owe it to our taxpayers to fix those deficiencies.